You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Craig Mueller, chaplain and director for Ministry to the Armed Forces for the LCMS. Good morning, Chaplain Mueller.
Good morning.
Good to have you in studio this morning. Looking forward to talking about Ministry of the Armed Forces and specifically talking about worship when it comes to our military and the work that our chaplains do to provide worship opportunities for our members serving in the armed forces. What was it, as a former military chaplain and now serving as the director for Ministry of the Armed Forces here, what was life like when it comes to providing worship opportunities for those serving?
Oh, it's very challenging because of where you're located at times for the holiday, especially like this time of year, Advent and Christmas. You want to make an extra effort to make sure you bring as much as you can to the home atmosphere, you know, to have some Advent services or especially getting ready for Christmas. So a lot of it was just trying to find anything you could to make it more Christmassy or Adventy, if that's the right word we could say. Because, you know, I'm just speaking mostly of our deployed chaplains. When I was deployed, obviously in home stations, you have your home congregations or they have the chapels and they have all the materials they need. But usually for our chaplains who are deployed on a ship or a foreign country or, you know, in a combat zone like they are now, it's hard to find the materials, you know, to make it look like Christmas and to bring back the important message of Christ and what Advent and Christmas is all about.
What is a chaplain usually equipped with, you know, in terms of technology today? Does a chaplain carry any kind of technology with him regularly?
Oh, it's much better now. When I first came in, not saying my age, but that was one of the things you really had to plan. You almost had to pre-print your worship services for almost, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 months, plan every service that you could possibly have and bring it with you, because you would be lucky to find a printer, let alone you would share a computer or so forth. But now, of course, with the age of the smartphones and the iPods and everything, it's much easier at least to bring music and other devices to the field so the military members can join in singing and not necessarily always a cappella. But one of the things that we have now that's a great resource is, of course, with like the Lutheran Service Builder, which is really important now. And I'm finding our chaplains really appreciate that the Ministry of the Armed Forces will provide for them so they can print out worship services using the Lutheran Service hymnal and traditional hymns. And it's a great tool that they can use. So that's one of the things that we're really trying to get to our chaplains the best we can, as well as, you know, catechisms. Lutheran service books, the actual hymnal that they can use if they're at a station where it's not too hard to carry 30 of those with them, if they're not throwing them in their Humvee or something, going some place to place. Sometimes it's just better to have the Lutheran Service Builder where they can just print it out and go to a field and do a service and come back.
Well, and now that Lutheran Service Book is available in electronic edition as well, You can read it on a Kindle or an iPad, things like that as well. That might be something that
absolutely
that's more convenient for them as well.
Absolutely, that's a very good point. That they even in some of the places they go, they're pretty limited on what electronic devices they can have, obviously for operational security reasons. But most of them, it's almost like on your airplane, right? If you put the airplane mode on, you could bring it with you so they can have those devices. So that's a very good point, Andy. And we probably should look at, see how many of our chaplains are even aware of that, because sometimes you get out of the loop. That's something I should probably advertise to our chaplains as another option and resource.
Sure. Treasury of Daily Prayer. That's available as an app now as well, a great resource.
Absolutely. That's been a godsend to me when I was deployed. I relied heavily on that daily.
Now, did you use the app or did you use the big old, the actual leather-bound edition?
I had the leather-bound first, and then I got the app, and that's kind of what I used then when I started having to travel more lightly, if you will, to where we were going.
I think it's called Pray Now app. Yeah, I have it on my iPad and then on my phone as well. And it's great because you can carry it with you anywhere. Now, you know, the nice leather-bound edition of Treasury of Daily Prayer is beautiful. It's nice. But
it is.
I get lost trying to find the right page sometimes, but it's really nice piece. We have one at home, but I end up using electronic edition more frequently.
Absolutely.
So Lutheran Service Builder is something that's being used by our chaplains, you said, more frequently. So that's software for preparing and printing services or the orders of service for worship services, and that's great to hear that they're able to use that more conveniently on their run, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a blessing for them.
Other resources that are needed or that they would like to have, because I think off the air we were talking about that as chaplains, their salary is paid for, but the resources, that's really up to us as a church to provide those for them.
Right. They do get a limited budget, you know, to provide for free exercise. So there are things they can buy, but it certainly is limited. Mm-hmm. And to really give them the freedom that they need to get when they do a Lutheran Divine Service or having a catechesis class or a Bible study, we really jump in there from the Ministry of the Armed Forces along with some of our partners to based strictly on donors to get the material to them. Mm-hmm. So that they can have what they need to lead those Bible studies and give the Marine sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, the books in their hands. In fact, I think I also shared with you just before we go, and I just had a request for one of our chaplains who literally is underway in, not really supposed to say where, but it's a long place away. And he's asked for 4 Book of Concords because he started a confessional group for some of the Lutherans that were on his ship and with the Marines that are on board. So
a study of the Lutheran confessions.
Absolutely. So we sent him 4 of the Reader's Guide, the Reader's Edition to the mm-hmm. Lutheran Confessions. So
that's
we're really
great.
Helping Concordia Publishing House.
Well, but they do a fine job of printing and putting these resources in easy-to-use formats.
Tremendously, yeah.
Which is very helpful. The reader's edition of the Book of Concord is certainly very accessible and very easy to use and has some nice illustrations in it, too.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad to hear that one of our chaplains has some time to meet with some members and study the Book of Concord as well as the Bible and God's Word.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's neat. So the Lutheran service book is certainly something that our chaplains could use probably some copies of, and Book of Concord, other resources, the Small Catechism, I gather.
Right. Small Catechism. And we also have the Armed Forces devotional book that we send to mm-hmm. every one of our military folks. It's one that we give to through our Ministry by Mail program, which also is published by Concordia Publishing House. Great devotional resource. Again, very Christocentric, Lutheran, and it's just something they could put in their pocket, and it's a great resource. So what we really wanted to do, you know, as part of a small part of our ministry, I guess, if you will, as chaplains, is to reach out and make sure that they have what they need, because, mm-hmm. you know, they just can't go to the church office or call congregation, or we talked about earlier too, that say, hey, mom, mail me this. And by the time it gets to them, it's 3 months later.
Sure.
So we as chaplains know how to get to them. We can get the materials that they need and cut through the red tape and get them in the whatever mm-hmm. they want.
So this is what a nice Christmas gift that would be this time of year, I'm sure, for our military to for them to get a nice set of Lutheran service book or small catechisms or the Book of Concord. Any of those would be a nice gift for them to receive this time of year. How do we get these resources to them? If listeners today say, you know, that is something we could do, we could send 2 Books of Concord, we could send 4 hymnals, the Lutheran service book. How do they do that?
Sure, very good question. And because, as we mentioned earlier, it's not easy sometimes to get it to the troops wherever they are. Mm-hmm. So what we ask is that they basically send the donations to us, and they can call us at 1-800-88-THE-LCMS, just the regular line, 843-5267, and ask for Minister of the Armed Forces. And Nancy Rowley will be able to take the information and make sure mm-hmm. that we get what they want, and we will buy it, and we will get it to them as quickly as possible. The example I use, the Book of Concord, we received the email yesterday, and we have them in the mail today to the ship so he can have those, you know, while he's underway. And lcmschaps@lcms.org is probably the safest and quickest way. Just send us an email. That way we can make sure we can track what you want to donate or give mm-hmm. to the troops, and we'll make sure that they get them.
lcmschaps@lcms.org. lcms.org. And the number 888-THE-LCMS, is that right?
Yes. All right. Just ask for the Armed Forces.
And they'll get you connected. You'll talk to Nancy, and as you pointed out, Nancy is really sharp and can to get all that coordinated pretty easily.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's great. This time of year, what are the things when you were deployed that you were grateful for, that you know, the support that you had when you were deployed, You know, that we're approaching, we're in Advent now and approaching Christmas. What were some of the things that you appreciated, the support that you had as a chaplain, from whether it be from a congregation or from other members back home?
Well, when I think about it, I think maybe it seems to be overstated, and some people think that, well, there are too many cards and so forth sent from schools to the troops. But what I remember is receiving those boxes of Christmas cards from congregations or our Lutheran schools. I mean, they were in the hundreds. Of course, I was the big point, if you will, to distribute those to the troops. So I would always load up a bunch of cards and give them to the, you know, for me, I was serving the Marines and sailors, and they would love getting them. It seems, well, they got so many cards, it's not that big of a deal. But we remember that. It's a taste of home. You're out in the middle of nowhere, and to get a Christmas card from some fifth grader that says, "We're praying for you, Merry Christmas." You know, they have all these good Christian messages in them, and I just pass them out to the troops, and they loved it. So that's something as simple as that goes a long way when you're away from home. And the other thing is just making sure that you as a home congregation even reach out to your members through emails or cards, realizing that they are separated from home. Maybe the first time for some of these young men or women, you know, they're 18, 19 years old, and instead of going to college, they join the military, and now they're somewhere where they can't get home for Christmas. So just a thoughtful email or a text. Now, I guess with today's technology, it could be a tweet or a Facebook post, or, you know, it seems common, but just to let them know that you're thinking about them, and that you know that they're not by home and but not by family. But I think that was the big thing, is that my churches always were there. We know they had our back, if you will, that if I needed anything, I could reach back and my church would give me what I needed, you know, first prayers, but any kind of resources, support, it was all there. So I think just the keeping in touch and knowing that you've got somebody back home that cares about you, and it's all for the right reason, you know, that whether you're worshiping in Iraq or Afghanistan or on a ship somewhere, it doesn't matter. You're worshiping the same Savior who was born in Bethlehem. So it's kind of cool.
You mentioned, you know, packages, care packages and mail and things like that. And I noticed on the website, on your website, lcms.org/armedforces, I believe, is that right?
Yep.
On that website, you had some resources, and one of those was some tips on care packages, if I remember correctly. Some other neat things on the under the resources there on the website.
So yes.
As you're thinking about caring for and showing appreciation for our military, especially those who are deployed this time of year, there are some helpful things on the website that might be good resources.
Absolutely. And I go back to my main gal, Nancy Rowley. She can answer any questions, and she put that list together, and she scrubs it. You know, we get information back from chaplains saying, "Hey, we don't need any of this. Mm-hmm. We got plenty of that." And so she's a great conduit for that. If you have any questions of what to send, and she can give you the addresses of our chaplains who are deployed or at least overseas somewhere. Because obviously, because of the privacy issue, and it is a fact of life with ISIS and all the other concerns, we don't give out you know, the personal emails or homes, but we have their command addresses that we keep a pretty good track of, so we can get materials to them safely and respect their privacy and protection as well.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for sharing these ideas with us, and certainly giving us the opportunity to provide resources for our military as well, especially getting those resources for worship to our chaplains. Again, the number 888-THE-LCMS, and ask for Ministry of the Armed Forces. They'll get you connected to Nancy, and Nancy will help you get connected with ways to get those resources to our chaplains over serving wherever they may be serving.
Absolutely. And don't forget, KFUO is also a great resource.
Yes.
They can go podcast and get all kinds of services and
that's
music
true.
And Bible studies. So we do put that out as well, just so you know.
Well, thanks for pointing that out. That's true. Lots of resources, lots of Bible studies and programs with encouragement here at KFUO. And we're thankful for our members who are serving in the military and working diligently to protect us and to preserve peace as much as they can as well. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Chaplain Mueller. It's great to have you in the studio and learning more about Ministry of the Armed Forces.
Well, thank you very much, Andy, for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, more of his time right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.